This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The rain is tapering off in California. It has been a wild month for the Golden State with flooding and mudslides and everything else in between. Speaking of sliding in a different direction, George Santos could be in trouble if the link is strong enough to campaign funds and financing breaking those laws. He could get the boot from his congressional seat. He was just sworn in, and he has become the Pinocchio of the House. At this point, almost anything in his past is heavily scrutinized and then often discarded as exaggerated or simply not true, especially anything to do with his past and his resume. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. The visitor logs at Biden's Wilmington home, lots of conversation about that, but there are none. A top House Republican had asked for the logs after Biden's lawyers found at least six more documents with classified markings at the president's personal residence. This is a real crisis for a man who wants to run for president again in 2024. So the chairman of the House Oversight Committee sent that letter to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue over the weekend seeking an account of who may have had access to the property, because could they have possibly seen anything in the files? And, of course, the answer back was there is no record of people who come in and out of the house. Biden's lawyers first discovered a small number of documents with the classified markings in November. At his think tank, these are all documents from when he was vice president. It does raise a lot of questions about document keeping and what in the world is going on with documents that are classified. It's no longer just spy movies where somebody's sneaking out documents from the Pentagon or wherever, and they're handing them over to the Russians in some of the movies that we've all watched in the past. I mean, this is real life, and this is craziness, because first we had what happened with Trump, the former president, who is now laughing it up over who was pointing fingers at him, because now you have the current president who is in the situation where, hey, they're classified documents. Different situation with the volume, also with the fact that the lawyers recovered them. I mean, that's the truth. But they're still classified documents. It's still ridiculous. This is when he was vice president, and it does make you wonder what's in the documents, who possibly could have had access to it, because you don't know, right? You think you know, but you don't know. It's not like they're under lock and key. Oh, they're just in a box in the garage. Oh, they're at the think tank. Yes. It is absolutely crazy. Let's see what happens with this new investigation. Really, in both situations, we're not done with the former president's documents, and then now we have the current president's documents, and what will be uncovered as to what happened to the breach, and was it just a forgetfulness and hurry, we got to make the switch, and that's that. So there has to be a better way to handle these transitions when people move from one residence to another residence. Let's put it that way. All right, I mentioned California at the top, and of course there's been so much conversation about it because we see the horrific video day in and day out for the past month, where people's backyards suddenly start to shift and it becomes a rushing wall of water, and there are massive floods, and then there were some sinkholes, and it's this atmospheric river that has just pummeled the state, a state that was in such a bad drought. Now, in some areas, they're not worried about the drought. They're worried about drying out. And when you keep getting that fresh rainfall, it's triggering more floods and mudslides and landslides because you have oversaturated land. And when that happens, trees start to fall because you've got weakened soil. And then power goes out because you have power outages because it's threatened by that very thing. So it's been a very rough month, needless to say, all up and down California. In the central coast of California, the Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo area, also in northern California, San Francisco, outside of San Francisco, down in southern, further down even, Los Angeles area, same thing. You see these pictures of floodwaters and the rivers that are approaching homes. So now the California atmospheric river event seems to be over, right? It started to hit the West Coast on December 26. There are parts of California, my friends, that have seen more than 30 inches of rain. There are some other isolated areas that have gotten 50 inches or more. In the Sierra Nevada mountains, there's tons of precipitation because, you know, you got massive snow that has fallen there. In some cases, 19 people have been killed. In some cases, what will happen is, like in Capitola, they have a pier there, for example, and that just was smashed in the middle of it. It was a pier that was built in 1857. Well, that's going to have to be rebuilt. And there are areas where it's going to take 3, 4, 6, maybe 2 months to rebuild some of the areas because of the erosion and the things that have happened there. So when I say we have a snapshot of America, this is a snapshot of America. I'm going to give you one. There's so many numbers. There's so much history of records that are broken because of what's happened in California. But you look at the heavy mountain snow and the whiteouts they've had there where it was impossible to travel. And so people were stuck in some of those places, right? Flagstaff, Arizona shattered its previous single-day snowfall record of 8.9 inches set back in 1978 because they're also getting it. So it's not just California. I mean, they're not getting what the atmospheric rivers, but they're getting the snow. Flagstaff got hit with 14.8 inches of snow on Sunday, right? And then other parts of Arizona, I know we have a lot of people listening in Arizona, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, they got 4 or 5 inches of snow. So it's, California's getting the brunt right now, but it certainly has been a wild autumn, let's say, the end of 2022 and then jumping into 2023, right? One last one for you. Mafia, when you think of mafia, you probably don't know the most wanted man, but Matteo Messina Denaro, Italy's most wanted dude, arrested in Sicily, one of the bosses of the Cosa Nostra Mafia in Sicily. And he was picked up. He was a fugitive since 1993. He was considered by Europol one of the most wanted men in all of Europe. So now he has been taken into custody. Do you think he's going to talk? A wanted man for 30 years hiding, a fugitive? Wow. How do you do that? How do you hide in plain sight for 30 years? Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Because it was absolutely astonishing making history this way. Imagine you're the kicker for the Dallas Cowboys and you really want to go far in the playoffs. The kicker is important to every game, but certainly in the playoffs, and we've seen what kind of a season it's been like in the NFL. Brett Maher became the first kicker to miss four extra points in an NFL game. Boom. There goes the mic. Yeah. I mean, it's just blasted by fans and pundits and you name it. People who could care less about football had heard his name. And the team is saying, look, we're not cutting him. We're moving ahead. We're going to the divisional round against the 49ers. And during the season, he had only missed three extra points the whole season. And he certainly hit his field goals, 29 of 32. But it was very strange to see him line up, miss one. Okay, so you say, oh, he missed the extra point. Line up, miss two. Oh, another extra point. But then you go to three, and that just becomes the conversation. And then four. Oh, I can't even believe it was four. And then finally, luckily, he did get another chance to hit an extra point, and he hit it, which was probably great relief. It's like having the yips for a golfer, and they can't make sometimes the what looks to be the easiest putt they could have, the worst. There was a movie even where that happened, Tin Cup. It was constantly over and over and over and over again. And so, yeah, he gets the mic drop for that. Now, there is another mic drop moment, and this could kind of go either way, depending on how you feel about her as a performer. So Madonna is heading out. Yes, that Madonna, she's now 64, she's heading out on a 2023 world tour. to celebrate four decades of her hit songs. So when she broke the news, she was sitting around a table with Amy Schumer, Lil Wayne, Jack Black, and made the announcement. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do the world tour. So how about that? You think, I mean, she had 38 that were in the top 100 hits. But, you know, you go back to, when you think of Madonna, you think of 80s and 90s, you know, her film Truth or Dare, that whole thing. And how about it, though? I mean, will it be a sellout? Because of the fact that there would be, I think, the throwback, the nostalgia, etc., this would be, she would draw people out because she's talking about big, she's only doing 30 stops, but she's talking about big places. She's not playing the fair. She's playing giant places, giant arenas. Like, she is going to come to Tampa in Amalie Arena. She's going to be in Dallas. And you got to fill those places. But think of how long it's been where you've heard of a Madonna tour. So I would imagine the thing that's going to be key is going to be the transitions, maybe even some of the people she would enlist to come on stage with her. You know, who knows? And or maybe not, but you know it's not going to be, it's not going to be her trotting out there with a mic and the band. It's going to be much bigger than that. She always had bigger, badder shows. So I would assume that that's what that's probably going to be all about when she's out there touring. And for sure, I would think this would be a tour that would draw probably more women than, I'm not saying no men would go to see her, but probably lots of women, because they would go harken back to the 80s and the 90s and, you know, all those songs. And that's what she's going to do, play those songs and play those big areas. So she's going to play Rogers Arena in Vancouver, Detroit, Chicago, New York, Miami, Denver, Atlanta, Boston, all the big ones. And how about that? And it'll stretch all the way into the fall, and then she'll play. And I can see these areas would be big. She would sell out London for sure. She would absolutely do the same thing in Barcelona and Paris and Berlin and Milan and Stockholm. I think there's no question they would be home runs. But the American audience, I'd be just curious as to how quickly it would fill up or not, because of all those hot hits from the past. And again, you think of the current, like Gen Z, if I were to ask my nephew, I don't think he could name one Madonna song. Of course, he is heavily into alternative music or current versions of rock or hip hop, and he's a smart kid, but I don't think he could name a Vogue or Like a Prayer or you know, Crazy for You or any of the songs that were big hits for Madonna, because, you know, you're going just too far back. You're going too far back, but still, you know, that's what draws people in, the nostalgia thing. So it might be an older audience is what I would say, right? All right, a couple of quick odds and ends, and then a note about some upcoming people we're going to have on the show. So first is this new study. Now, usually I'm like, people are throwing studies at me all the time. So tell me if this seems like a breakthrough, like you've never heard this before. There's a new study out that says that, and this is from a Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare in Helsinki, and the study found that visiting nature 3 to 4 times a week was associated with 36% lower odds of using blood pressure pills, 33% lower odds of using mental health medications, and 26% lower odds of using asthma medications. They did all this analysis, followed people, etc., and found out, you know, these random people in a couple of different cities. They looked at green spaces, forests and gardens and parks and grasslands and zoos even they included, and lakes and rivers and the sea. Is this a shock that people would be more relaxed? I think, of course, because you're in nature. You're in the middle of a lake. Hopefully you're not arguing with anyone. You're enjoying that headspace. So I can see why people would be more relaxed. I don't know that I would advocate throwing away pills because you took a walk in the forest a couple of times a week and then did you do it again. So I'm not so sure about that. But it's not anything new. I think this has been said over and over again. You can look at old poetry from the 1800s, and I think they would probably tell you the same thing. But, you know, there is always the need to repeat because people forget or people haven't heard it, or you know what they say, how there's nothing new under the sun. I guess that's what it is. You just have to be told it a few times. All right, coming up on the show on Thursday, I'm going to introduce you to somebody who just climbed Kilimanjaro. It's like, what? 5 days up to Kilimanjaro and back, and describes it as a really hard hike, that if we were all just even in sort of decent shape, we could climb Kilimanjaro. I'm not so sure about that, but it's an interesting twist as to what was that like. All of a sudden you're there and it's dark and you realize you're at the summit, and her name's Anne Bonny, and she's joining us again on Thursday to talk about that. And then we're going to talk to Alan Oliver in one of our author's corners, and he has had some really crazy experiences as this heavy, heavy intuition is something that he realized he had as a kid, and what has that led to that's allowed him to see some really wild things. I'm just going to put it that way. And of course, heading into the weekend, we have the full-on in-depth preview of the upcoming playoffs when we go to the Man Cave. And then a rewind from the past, a big throwback to a couple of superstars in the world of sports that I spent some time with that I think you'll find interesting. And the wrap-up of the Biden papers. What's in those papers? What's in those classified documents? And how long do you think George Santos hangs on to his seat? If you were a betting person, we'll have the unofficial poll on Santos coming up in our next show. I think it's hard to predict, although I'm going to give you my prediction. Needless to say, it's about following the money. Following the money. All right, coming up next, a conversation with Glenn Just.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump had no problem winning the Iowa Republican caucuses Monday night, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus-goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures and blowing snow to deliver the victory for the former president. His win? The largest for a contested presidential caucus in Iowa in decades. Raymond Arroyo of Fox News said that he talked to several Iowans who told him this.
Most of them told me, though, they are voting for the Trump record. And what he gave them before that they want back again.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis edged out former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for second place. State roads managers reminding drivers it's best to stay cautious as this week's nationwide Arctic blast will lead to more slick roads in many places Wednesday.
There is a chance of some slight refreezing, so we're going to be cognizant of that as well.
Charlie Gishler is with the Maryland State Highway Administration. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Glenn Just, his book is Image Transformations of the Brain Mind, Experiencing the Emergent Supervening Self. It is so interesting when you think of the mind and what happens in our brains, and this image transformations by our brains are, as he says in his book, the key to understanding dreams and hallucinations and all kinds of other states of consciousness, if you've ever looked at that. And boy, where we are in the world today, this couldn't be more valuable. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
What was your motivation behind writing this? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, I thought it would be helpful to a lot of people because it explains the kind of experiences that the medical community and the psychologists have had difficulty explaining for forever, actually. Once we understand the transfer between the primary and secondary consciousness parts of our brain, we can interpret our dreams, we understand our hallucinations, we understand how people can go into shamanic trance and how they can do automatic writing and a lot of other things. So folks who have had the sense of being possessed by spirits or they go into psychotic episodes and they don't know what's happening in their brain. It addresses all of those issues. And in that, over a course of really about 30 to 50 years, I learned to control all those different states of consciousness and create imagery on demand that I wanted. I came up with, I thought, of as a unified explanation for all of that. So transformations of the brain-mind actually explains all the different phenomena, and it simplifies it so people can really understand what's happening in their own head. And that takes away a lot of the anxiety and the fear and, you know, and the discomfort that people do have.
Yeah, I love that, understanding what's going on in your own head, and obviously you have that. So it goes to, how does all the awareness lead to a better mental health, and also self-healing, because we see how many people are struggling. So you think if people really understood that, that would be such a great gift.
Yeah, I was plagued by two really debilitating nightmares when I got out of the service in 1957, and I entered the University of Minnesota, and I was waking up two or three times a night, you know, in a sweat and full of adrenaline, not able to sleep, and was really destroying my university experience and social life. So I learned how to program, or we say now script, my own dreams. So I substituted pleasant, exotic kind of dreams for my nightmares, and I kept doing that for 20 years. But what it did was stabilize my emotions and my social life, let me lead a normal day-to-day life. But what I didn't understand at the time is that it was controlling my brain chemistry, the neuromodulators that automatically happen, which means that the brain goes into self-healing, so that when I stopped those controls and scripting my own dreams after 20 years, you know, I had a healthy brain that I could then use to finally understand all the stuff that was happening. So anyway, the book shares that with people, and it's a fourth book in a series that I started with my autobiography that, you know, it explains the gradual progression that I went through to discover all these different things.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about in the book that all of us, and so for people listening to this who, you know, talk about dreams or they sort of remember something, you talk about the fact that each of us has like 25 to 50 dreams a night. But if we're sort of typical, we do only remember a handful in a week or month. But paying attention to the dreams opens what you're talking about, the door, the window, whatever you want to call it, to self-awareness, right?
Right. The brain is set up so that it has various functions that it performs. It wants to integrate into memory what's happened in the previous day and days, and it wants to rebalance your emotions. But one of the other little things that happens in the dream cycle is that your brain gets washed with cerebral spinal fluid, and it takes all of the all of the metabolic byproducts and flushes them out, so you remain healthy. And if you're not sleeping and going through those normal 90-minute dream cycles, your brain sort of gets plugged up with a bunch of junk. And if it goes to an extreme, you wind up with things like dementia and Alzheimer's. So sleep and dreaming is really a very important part of your 24-hour daily cycle. And to be able to control that means that you are improving your health from an emotional point of view, from a brain health point of view, from a social point of view, in terms of stabilizing your life. So it's really important that people understand this, and they're able to control what's happening to them.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about image transformations of the brain mind. This book, which of course you can get on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, wherever books are sold. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope they take away the idea that you don't have to suffer nightmares and hallucinations and fear from things like a sleep paralysis indefinitely, because these are all very simple things that you can lose control once you understand what's happening to your brain. But the really, really, I think, hopeful part of it is that a German philosopher and researcher by the name of Metzinger said, and I'm going to quote him, he said, "The fact that we can actively design the structure of our conscious minds has been neglected and will become increasingly obvious through the development of rational neuroanthropology," he calls it. It's psychoneurology, combining psychologically what's happening with your brain with the neurology or the actual physical processes of the brain. When we realize that we can control process, we can learn how to do that, and that it fundamentally it gives us a road to health if we are not healthy, and it gives us a road to better health if we are, once we can control that imagery. Think of taking away the negative imagery and the emotion that you have that disrupts your life and stabilizing that. This is what the people who are long-term meditators attempt to do. And you can do that using the procedures and the self-hypnosis that that I've developed and I talk about in this book and in my other books. You don't have to suffer. You can actually change your life.
Wow, so that has to be pretty empowering, and what a thing for you to put out there. Does that feel good after what you went through and the challenges and then realizing and discovering what could happen?
Yeah, I went from sort of being a fruitcake, if I can use that expression, to being a healthy person who went on God his doctorate degree. You know, I spent half my lifetime teaching at the university, and the other time pretty much working with people who have behavioral problems and disorders, you know, setting up treatment programs for them and working directly in human services. A psychiatrist who is now deceased as of last year by the name of Alan Hobson wrote a book called Ego Damage and Repair. And in that, he has a 35-page section that he analyzes my self-therapy and promotes the use of self-hypnosis and self-therapy, which were forbidden throughout most of the 20th century by Freudian psychiatrists. But it's something that I employed. It worked very well, and it fits into where neuroscience and psychology has come over the past century.
Wow, so when people get the book, that's something you've got in it, that self-hypnosis, the ways that they can work the system, so to speak.
Right, and it's a pretty simple thing. When I was in high school, I bought a book on hypnosis for 25 cents on a library sale. And so I used that to hypnotize my high school friends. So I was familiar with hypnosis. And when I was having all that trouble as a freshman at the University of Minnesota, I thought, well, gee, I'll just teach myself to do that. And it's really quite a simple procedure. You can look up self-hypnosis, you can follow those routines, and you can do that yourself. Or if you have difficulty, you can go to a hypnotist and say, you know, teach me how I can use self-hypnosis. But I go through all those different steps and learning processes in my autobiography, which is Autobiography of a Ghost. So you don't have to feel helpless. It's something that any normal person can learn if they are motivated to do so.
Wow, so good stuff. Glenn Just, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
With me. manifested in the egg, developing the wound, born out of a moon belly, first lay a tomb, crying out like you wanna be put back in there. Maybe later in the incubator for more care. Alone, you took it home in your crib set, from behind bars and you ain't even lived yet. Going through the playpens, when will this fate end? Parents can't make rent, money from the safety.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Joins us. She's written a book called The Plans He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional from freedom from alcohol. Wait till you hear her story and how powerful it is. Roseanne, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
Why'd you write this book?
You know, it's really a book about my personal walk. I am a person that kind of drank for a variety of reasons, the reasons that society tells you should drink, you know, for social events, for sporting events. When you go out and you have a romantic dinner, you go to happy hour with friends. You know, when I got older, it was, you know, for children's birthday parties. It doesn't matter. Every event seemed to involve alcohol. And then later it was, you know, to manage stress and anxiety. And then one day you say, hey, I really shouldn't be doing this as much anymore. And it becomes like an, uh-oh, why can't I stop? This is difficult. And I was super resistant against any form of, you know, the AA thing. Not that I don't want to take away from it because it's helped save so many lives, you know, over the decades. But for me, I was like, I really don't want to label myself. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I just want to stop drinking. And then COVID hit and I started getting really nervous about my drinking habit, because it was pretty serious, and I quit, but I also found a coaching program, a secular coaching program that really changed and transformed my life, like over a period of 3 months, and I was like, wow, this is super transformational. Why would I want to go back to where I was? And I started working for them, and I started enrolling people in the program, and I recognized a lot of Christians coming in, and I'm a Christian, and just really looking for that faith-based aspect as well. And I'd encourage them that I was a Christian and it was, you know, okay to go through this. And they were very, like, I recognized a lot of biblical principles and the things that I learned. So I just started documenting it and the client and sharing it with clients. And they're like, oh, this is so good. You need to continue this. And that's kind of how it came about, you know, me documenting that journey with things I recognized that were always in God's word. So, yeah, that's how it came about.
So, wow, you know, you knew you had that problem, you stopped drinking, you find the answer to that, and then you find that, oh, wait, this is bigger, like you said, that there were so many Christians that were involved. What am I missing here? Give us a little piece of that. What would someone find out in getting The Plan He Has For Me, which is a brilliant title?
It's knowing that there is a bigger plan, right? That, you know, I feel like there were lots of promises about how alcohol makes your life wonderful, and that's certainly what I believed. But when I found out, you know, what I really found out when I took it away is there's a much bigger plan, right? I get to use my gifts. I get to wake up with joy. I get to be healthier. My resting heart rate has gone down. My weight has gone down. My joy has gone up. My peace has gone up. You know, I'm just a more confident person, and I was, like, in the house with the blinds closed drinking. So, you know, that's what I want people to know, is there's a better plan. Our subconscious minds are lying to us about, you know, our need for it. And so I try to spend this 12 weeks showing people that there's a different path, and one that provides so much joy, and that, you know, there is a better plan.
And you and I talked up there, and you said something that I wrote down immediately. You talk about fill your life with purpose and the importance of forgiving yourself and others. Why don't people do that?
You know, it's hard. Because we don't see it when we're drinking, basically. Yeah. And that's why it takes 12 weeks. You know, the first kind of 4 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks, your body's detoxing, and, you know, we're looking for other, habits to put in place with our, drinking. Like, so instead of grabbing a drink, what else can we do to solve that problem? So that's the first, part. Then the second part is like, okay, you have all this space in your life. You're not drinking, you're not recovering from drinking, and you're not thinking about how to stop drinking. So we took something out. What are we going to put back in? We have a gift. We've been put on this earth for a purpose. Let's start using that. What have you always wanted to do? What hobby did you used to engage in that you're not anymore? What can you go back to school for that you've always dreamed to do about? And you have the time now, right? And we also, in that second 4 weeks, we do focus, as you mentioned, on forgiveness, because a lot of people have these stories that haunt them in their mind. And so we really talk a lot about forgiveness of self and forgiveness of others so that we don't have to live in the past, that we can look forward to the future, because God doesn't want us to be stuck in our past because it limits the ability to have purpose and you know, live a life of joy that was intended, really.
For you, writing, and again, this book you can get on Amazon or wherever great books are sold, The Plan He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional for freedom from alcohol. What was it like putting this together? Because it sounds like, boy, you just wanted to share it with the world.
Yeah, and I look back, like I'm almost 3 years now, and I look back and I don't think I could write that today. It was written so shortly after the experience of putting alcohol to the side that it's kind of, you know how you have an experience in life and the further away you get from it, the harder it is to really be detailed about what you're going through. And mm-hmm. So I just I am so appreciative that I wrote this with the experience kind of raw and the emotions raw. And so what I find is as people go through this, they're like, oh my gosh, you're speaking to me. And that is the most wonderful thing. When you buy the book, you have access to a free Facebook, a private Facebook group. What people don't know when they're drinking and they're having all these conversations about, I call it mental gymnastics. I'll only drink on the weekends. I'll only drink with friends. I'll only drink after five. I'll only drink on holidays. And when you get into this private group, you realize everyone's having the same thoughts. And not feeling alone is really important to this walk. Like, wait a minute, I'm not the only one struggling. This is pretty typical. And that's what I want people to know, that you're not alone. There's a lot of people that have kind of what I call fallen for the lie. I mean, not everybody is affected by alcohol in this way, but it is a pretty big problem in our society that people don't have an outlet, you know, to try and figure out in a manner that deals with no shame, right? I'm trying to take out all of the languaging about recovery, alcoholic, sober. I'm like, no, I'm choosing to be alcohol free because it is a much better way to live. And that's, you know, that's something I really want to work hard at getting across, that there doesn't need to be shame and a choice to make your life better.
Yeah, and one of the takeaways you told me that I thought was fascinating, too, is about rewiring your brain and that there's a science-based approach here, too, right?
Yes, thank you for reminding me of that. God designed our brains to, you know, be efficient. And when we learn things, it's stored in our unconscious or subconscious mind. So that's why we can go to and from work without even realizing how we did that. You know, we can be talking on the phone doing something else. And so the same as, you know, good habits can be stored in our subconscious mind, bad habits can be too. And so what we're working on is creating a new neural pathway that feels more natural. Now, that may be a little bit uncomfortable at first because it's not easy to change any habit. But the thing is, the practice, and that's, again, the reason for the 12 weeks, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. So it is a science-based approach, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Perfect place to end this. Pick it up, The Plans He Has For You, a 12-week daily devotional from Freedom from Alcohol. Roseanne Forte, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.